As I said earlier, we have been using Let the Little Children Come to Jesus Sunday for quite some time as the kickoff for our spring Holy Days celebration. We know that Jesus loved the little children. There is zero doubt about that in Scripture. In fact, one of the few times that Jesus got particularly irritated with his disciples was on that last few days' trip to Jerusalem, where he was going to become the atoning sacrifice for sin. And he was trying to communicate to his apostles what was about to happen and why it was so important and why they needed to get on board with the understanding of this. And during one of the stops to rest that the Passover pilgrims would take, and Jesus was part of this massive group that was traveling from Galilee down to Jerusalem. Some of the moms in particular, probably grandmas and dads and grandpas were involved in this as well, started bringing their little children to Jesus to ask the rabbi to lay hands on them and bless them, to pray over them, because that was a big deal for them. It was important to have somebody that was connected to God to offer this special blessing. And the apostles, who doubled as Jesus' bodyguards in their minds, thought that would be a waste of his time. And they were barring these people from getting anywhere near Jesus. He had more important things to do. And that is where the text of Mark, which I always remind people is the recollections of Peter, have Jesus become indignant, irritated with his apostles. And he says this, "Permit the children to come to me. Do not hinder them, for the kingdom of God belongs to such as these. Truly I say to you, whoever does not receive the kingdom of God like a child shall not enter it at all." Children are very important to God. In fact, the littlest children are still very connected to God because they have not developed that sinful, self-centered attitude of, I don't care what the rules are, I know what I want, and I'll do it anyway. The littlest children have that sense of trust. If mom and dad says it, if grandpa and grandpa say it, I believe it. I'm going to act on it. That's the sort of faith all of us need. If God says it, I don't care what everybody else might think. I trust him. I believe him. I'm going to act on it. And so Jesus wants us, all of us, to remember the kids. To remember that these little ones, they have already got a connection with him at the very beginning of their lives. And the world is going to be trying to mess with that, try to pull them away. It is our responsibility to help them come to Jesus. Stay with Jesus. Don't walk away from Jesus. Trust Jesus. And so I like it when this time of year comes around that we've got the kids in the audience that we can bring them up here and they can kind of introduce themselves. If they've got parents and grandparents with them that, you know, the kids might be a little shy, we bring them up as well. Unfortunately, we hit right smack on the spring breaks for some of the schools. So a few of the kids that we might have expected to be here are not here this morning. So this is what I'm going to do. Bring up Leo with you. Grandma, you can come too if you want. Come on up. We've only got two groups, two family groups this morning that we're going to do this part with.
Hi.
pretty much everyone knows this guy. What's your name?
What's your name?
Now he gets shy.
Yeah.
This is Leo. This is Dad. This is Grandma. You can meet them in a little bit as well. How old are you, Leo?
22.
Some of them like to talk in the mic and others don't. How old are you? Are you two? Are you two?
Yes.
So, anything going on with Leo that we need to pray about? Is he nice and healthy and everything's going well?
Everything's going great.
All right. And so,
the terrible twos.
The terrible twos.
That's part of it.
All of us here, we know that he likes to run out and go all the way to the back and get chased by grandma and dad. So, let's go ahead and pray. Father, I thank you. I thank you so very much for this family and ask that you would bless little Leo right now. Help him to keep the joy of life that we know he has, to have all of that energy, and to grow up to love you and to love your Christ, your Jesus. And I pray, Lord, you just take good care of him and let those twos not be so terrible. It's in Christ's name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
All right. Thank you, guys.
Bye.
Bye. Bye, Leo. Hudax, come on up in a big group. We got Grandma and Grandma with him today. Sometimes we see Mom and Dad. You guys come over here and line up in height. That's easy enough. That's also your age order. So right here, tallest one over here. Come on, you can do it. Tallest one over here. Come on a little bit farther. Grandpa and Grandma, get on in here in this shot as well. Okay. And so I know you're not too shy that you can do this. So tell us your name and your age, what grade you're going to, whatever it is like that, and what school.
I'm Haley, and I'm 10, and right now I go to Concord Eastside.
And what class do you like the best?
I like art class and library class.
And what's the one you hate the worst?
I'm not too much of a fan of music class.
Okay, so maybe the music teacher can convince you to not do change your mind on that eventually. Any exciting plans for summer?
Not really that I know of, except for going camping.
All right, I hope you go to camp as well. Maybe there, that'd be something to maybe suggest for you. Your turn. Your name, your age, and what school, and all that stuff.
My name is Camden, and I'm 7 years old, and I go to Concord Eastside.
All right. And which class do you like the best?
Art class.
You know what's coming next, right? Which class do you hate the worst?
Library class.
You don't like to go to the library class? Oh, that's too bad. Do you like reading? Yeah, that's good because you can get books at the library for reading. Got any exciting things you got planned for summer?
Not that I know of.
You gonna go swimming?
Probably.
All right, so that's fun. What's your name?
Harper.
And how old are you, Harper?
5.
And what school do you go to? Do you go to a preschool or a kindergarten? Do you know the name of the school? I bet somebody else does.
Bueller.
And what do you like to do the best at school? What's your most fun thing to do at school? No, nothing. How about snack time? No cooperation. Anything exciting for summer? Are you gonna go swimming? Gonna travel anywhere? Gonna go visit anybody? You gonna spend more time with these two? I bet. Grandpa, Grandma, anything going on that we could pray for?
No, but we have a great-granddaughter, Scarlett Dooley, that she had a bout with cancer, and she's only, 8? And she has relapsed. She was given all clear, but she has relapsed recently, and she has to have bone marrow transplants.
All right, well, let's go ahead and pray. We're going to pray for this group right here together, and we're going to pray for Scarlett as well. Father, I thank you for the Hudak family here, and I pray that you will just bless these kids as they continue going to school and as they look forward to summer. I pray that you will help them in both the classes they love and in the classes they're not so fond of, in all their activities, to be safe and to be able to soak all that information up and to really do a good job. We pray, Father, that you would also help Scarlett and that you would provide what is needed right now in her life, that there will be no more problems with this cancer, and that we will be able to hear in a later report that things are going well after the bone marrow transplant. And just bless Grandpa and Grandma and Mom and Dad and help them do a good job modeling Jesus to these little ones. It's in Christ's name we pray. Amen. Thank you, guys. Glad you're here. Now, how many of you out there are grandpas and grandmas besides being moms and dads? All right. So that was one of the reasons I said, hey, look, I know we got a lot of grandpas and grandmas in this congregation, and you should, if you remembered, to bring some pictures and put them up here. And so that's what we got these up here. There are a lot of pictures up here and a lot of cute kids, and some are all grown up. And some have names attached. And by the way, after the service is over, you should come up and kind of look before anybody reclaims their pictures. So you can kind of get a look at some of the kids and grandkids that are up here on these pictures. We got some of these group pictures over here. Bunches and bunches of the kids together with grandpa and grandma, moms and dads, because that helps us understand, you know, family is important to passing the faith along. And so that is one of the reasons why we as moms and dads and grandpas and grandmas are trying to keep pointing our kids to Jesus Christ. Now, I am curious. This is an experiment that I was only thinking about doing, and I'm going to try it. We're going to talk about not kids, but grandkids, okay? How many of you have at least one grandkid? Two, three, four, five, six, seven, and great-grandkids count in this count. 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16. Oh boy, I was wondering how far we were going to get with all of that before we ran out of numbers. So this is the opportunity of, once your kids are grown and out of the house, then of course it's the grandkids' turn to be in your target zone for telling them about Jesus, leading them to Jesus. Then the great-grandkids come along. And that's very important as well. I remember as a little kid, I actually had three great-grandparents that I knew personally growing up. And so they impacted on my life, as well as the grandparents. I had both sets of those that were around as well. And so these are opportunities to do exactly what Jesus said we need to be doing. And that is working with the kids, letting them know about Jesus in our own life. In the book of Deuteronomy, chapter number 6, we find the source of the greatest commandment of all. Moses, at God's directive, tells the people, "Hear, O Israel, listen up. He who is, that is the Lord, he is God. And he's only one. He's just one God. And you shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your strength." So 100% of your being. Now we know later in the book of Deuteronomy, Moses tells the second part of the great commandment, which is love your neighbor as yourself. But in the Deuteronomy 6 passage, the next thing that he talks about is family. He says, "These things you will give to your kids. You will pass on to your kids. You will speak to them in the morning when you get up. You'll talk about them before you retire at night. You will talk about them when you're sitting around the house. You will talk about them when you're on the way, when you're on the road. They will be as if they were things stuck between your eyes and attached to your hands. You'll make sure that they go on the gates of your houses, the doorposts of your houses, because by these things you will live. And as it says in Scripture elsewhere, it is by our faith that we live. So we as Christians, individually, as couples, as communities that we refer to as churches, it's our responsibility to not just simply hold the faith for ourselves. It is our responsibility to do what it takes to model it in front of our kids. To make sure that the youngest ones understand that Jesus loves them very much. Loves them so much that he laid down his life as the atoning sacrifice for sin. We should never leave a single child uninstructed about Jesus Christ. I know that there's some of you that you don't have biological kids. Or maybe you don't have your kids around. But I know this from many, many decades in the church myself. This is the family that raises the kids that come as part of this community of believers. It's interesting, on another occasion, Jesus was teaching. And his mom and his grown-up sisters and his brothers were outside the building. They couldn't get in. They were trying to get in and get a hold of Jesus for some purposes that I want to talk about right now. And somebody says, "Hey, your mom, your family's outside. They want to come in and see you." And Jesus' response was, "Who is my family? Who is my mom? Who are my brothers and my sisters?" They're the ones that hear and do the Word of God. Who are the moms and dads and grandpas and grandmas and aunts and uncles of these kids that come to this building? They are you and me. The people who already love Jesus Christ, know Him as our Lord and Savior, and we want to communicate that to these littlest ones. And that is where we are going to have another prayer of commitment. For all the kids that are absent, for all the kids that are not yet in our sphere, let's pray that we will never bar a single one of them from getting to know Jesus as their Lord and Savior. Let's pray. Father, I thank you for the kids that are kind of represented in these pictures up here. We know that there are a ton more that are attached to the people in this room, that are attached to the people that might be online right now, because they're somewhere else than in this building. We pray for these kids. We pray that whatever school they go to, whatever sports they're involved in, whatever extracurricular activities, that they will have people around them, moms and dads and aunts and uncles and grandpas and grandmas and coaches and teachers and whoever it is, that have a deep and abiding relationship with you through Jesus Christ already. And that by these adults pouring themselves into these young people will get to know Jesus well. And that they will be ready to lay their life into His hands. Father, we pray for the kids whose lives are not doing well right now. Some are ill, some are sick, some are caught up in poverty, some are caught up in bad education systems, some are caught up in abusive households or abusive situations. Father, we pray against those sorts of things. We pray that the right authorities, the right leaders will come in and rescue the kids out of those sorts of situations. And we pray, Father, that in the midst of those crises, that somehow Jesus will be modeled to them, that they will get to know people that do love them, do care about them, do want what's best for them. And Lord, if some of the people in this room are put into those places of opportunity, we pray that you would give them guidance at the time and help them to model Jesus. Father, for the ones that are coming into the world, the ones that are being born, we pray that you will give all of us opportunity in all the different churches around the world to reach out to those kids and invite them to come and meet Jesus. We pray for our churches, the youth programs, for our camps. We pray for the Christian schools, that in every way, the children will never be barred from meeting the Savior who loved them and gave Himself up for them. It is in the name of Jesus Christ that we put our amen on these things.